Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Sometimes you feel like a man.
That means that it is not illegal. Sometimes you tear down
this wall. Here's Johnny.
Hey, Luke. May the force be with you.
It was you, Kristen, who shot J.R. I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
We're not gay.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
I've been waiting a long time to take the reins.
My name is Dave Letterman. Last night, I became a father. Thank you very much.
Today, Apple is going to reinvent the phone.
George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
For the third time in 6 seasons, it's one goal achieved. The Chicago Blackhawks win the Stanley Cup. The Blackhawks win the Stanley Cup.
It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series. The Cubs have done it.
And now, this is history.
You're going to need outstanding hosts.
With Dave Plyer.
It's a guy, but I love you.
And Dave Schwann on 720 WGN.
Well, good morning, Mr. Dave Schwann.
Hey, Dave, good morning.
What's going on? I got some pie and some bacon for you here, buddy.
I'll be right there.
Fantastic, fantastic. How's your week going, pal?
Well, good. Busy work-wise, yep, and personally, actually. Dad is in the closing stages of his big move, and so right after the Thanksgiving holiday, we're going to be involved with some intense packing and getting him on his way, and he's excited.
Fantastic.
This is a good thing. And you know what else is good about it is
the fact
that there hasn't been a lot of roadblocks with this. You know, you get a few bumps here and there every time when you move. It's to be expected. But we haven't hit any major obstacles with this. So this is great.
And how old's your dad?
95.
God bless him. Good for him.
Yeah.
Man, I love that.
He's excited about it.
That's
fantastic.
What are your Thanksgiving traditions, Dave?
We will, once again, be at the Hilton down the street.
That's right. I do remember that.
I got to tell you, we were going to do something, we're going to attempt to do something a little bit different this year. The news is out now that the Chicago Brauhaus, the institution.
I know, I saw you post that.
And you know what? 52 years ago today is when they opened the doors.
Wow.
In Lincoln Square.
Wow.
And on December 11th, there's cards posted all over the place in there, is their final day. I was in there earlier last week asking them if they were going to be open Thanksgiving Day. They're not. So I was thinking, you know, if they were, we
might as well.
There.
Yeah.
A German style Thanksgiving dinner, which would be great.
But the Hilton is a tradition.
But the Hilton has been for the last 17 years. So that's what we're doing. Yep.
That's awesome. That's awesome. We're going downstate after a local turkey trot, going downstate, playing some football and then eating some turkey.
This is how you messed up your knee 1 year, right?
It was a few years ago that I tore my meniscus, which was really, really, really awful. It
hurts to think about it.
I never really got it fixed either. I feel it once in a great while.
Do you?
Yeah. I let it heal itself, but I'm looking forward to it.
You did? You didn't go in for any of the?
No.
Well, no wonder.
But we're gonna deep fry a couple turkeys. We're gonna smoke one, and then we're gonna put a couple in the oven. So we got a big crew.
Now, the people that I've talked to that have had the deep fried turkeys, really like them.
Oh yeah,
they said they're really good.
Oh yeah, they're
yummy. I've never had them.
They're very good, very very good.
By the way, Dave, I hope you didn't want any of the apple pie.
Yeah, you better hurry down, Dave, right after
no
the
coffee cake for
I'll
you.
Wait. Yeah, I'll wait for you. I'll wait for you. Well, you know, the first Thanksgiving, I was reading this, during the American Revolutionary War, the Continental Congress appointed one or more Thanksgiving days each year, each time recommending to the executives of the various states the observance of these days in their states. The first proclamation was given by the Continental Congress in 1977 from its temporary location in York, Pennsylvania. 1777? Did I say 19?
Yes, you did.
Whoops. It's been an annual tradition since 1863 when, during the Civil War, President Abraham Lincoln proclaimed it a national day of thanksgiving and praise to beneficent Father to our beneficent Father who dwelleth in the heavens. That was his dedication, to be celebrated on Thursday, November 26th, as a federal holiday. Thanksgiving, of course, is one of the major, major holidays of the year. And I don't think turkey was a big part of it. It was a lot of, it was pheasant, it was duck, it was a goose, and it was corn, and they said eel, too, was part of it.
Oh, that was the, I guess that must have been a real delicacy.
Yeah, it must have been at the time.
No, it's kind of evolved into the turkey thing.
Yeah, it did.
Over
it
the
did.
Years.
It did, absolutely. Yeah. So, in 1866, work began on the first U.S. underwater highway tunnel, and it was right here in Chicago. Constructed in the U.S., it was the first underwater highway on this this week in 1866. Took 23 years to build, and $500,000 for workers to complete the 1,500-foot tunnel here in Chicago. It was rebuilt in 1912, 1918, 1944, 1947, and the need for constant rebuilding was quite costly, but the tunnel lasted until 1972 when it was abandoned. But wasn't it a flood in the late 80s, Dave?
1992. April of 92. Yes.
Where, like, the Marshall Fields got flooded and so
all
forth,
of the
right?
older buildings that had been around for 100 years, or roughly 100 years.
Where there was some connection.
Where there was, exactly, where there was some connection to that tunnel were affected by that. It was
That's
unbelievable.
True. That's true.
And for several hours that morning, they could not figure out where the water is coming from.
Yep. Yep. Crazy.
Unbelievable week.
They forgot it was there.
Yeah.
Forgot it was
they
there.
Did. They did.
1877, Thomas Edison demonstrated the hand-cranked phonograph. I mean, you think about really how we entertain ourselves today. Listen to that. That's one of the first recordings on a cylinder.
You know what the first recording was?
What was it?
It was Edison himself singing Mary Had a Little
Oh, that's
Lamb.
Right. That's right.
Yeah.
I have a cylinder player from my uncle, and it is very, very creepy.
Does it work?
Hear. Oh, it works. So it's the wood base. You throw the cylinder in, and I've got about a dozen cylinders.
If you find those are expensive.
Yeah, they are. They are, but they've lasted 100 and some years. These cylinders I have are 100 and almost 20 years old.
I've got a couple cylinders. I'm going to bring them over.
Bring them over. We'll play them. We'll see how that
That'd
goes.
Be great.
Absolutely. Let's see here. What else do I have? 1905, Arm & Hammer baking soda was trademarked. Let's take a listen to a classic commercial.
Keep your smells to yourself.
Party Cooper.
If you can't remember the last time you changed the baking soda, it's probably time to change it again.
Any last words?
What took you so long?
Really a classic one. 1920, the first Thanksgiving Day parade in Philadelphia. It was Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade. And the first parade was in Philadelphia in 1920. Macy's was 24.
Okay.
And then the State Street parade in Chicago was 1934. So that's been a long time tradition.
They have the banners up for it.
Yeah.
Saw them on State Street the other day.
And that is carried by Channel 9. You can watch that, I think, followed by Bozo, Gar, and Ray next week. Of course, the classics. Absolutely. I'm sure you'll talk about that with Dino tomorrow morning. And Bozo, of course, on the float, as always.
Bozo T. Clown.
Bozo T.
Dean refers
as, that's right. Bozo the Clown.
Bozo T.
That's right.
As
Bozo
T. The Clown.
That's right. 1934, the Chicago Bears beat Detroit in the first NFL game broadcast nationally. That was 1934.
34.
In the very early days of television. Yeah. Yeah, when all that was out there was really that. Yeah, it's exactly right. 1948 was the first Polaroid camera sold, and I still have a one-step that I bought from Urban Outfitters. You know they sell these things?
What?
You know, the one-step cameras?
Where it spits out the picture?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They sell refurbished ones.
You remember, Dave, you may be a little bit on the young side, but I know Roger would remember the Swinger. Remember how the Polaroid Swinger?
I have two pictures. One of me and my dad at General Camera, which was had a store on the corner of Western and Devon, where there's a currency exchange now. And my dad walked in, and we bought an Instamatic where you took the picture, you pulled the sheet out from the back, and then you counted to I don't know what, and you pulled the picture off.
Yeah, it was less than 30
seconds. I have that picture of me and him. And then they took a picture of me and my grandfather sitting at my folks' house, And that camera disappeared fast.
I bet.
Yeah. I don't know what happened. Yeah. He decided he didn't want to use it anymore. Who knows?
Who was the big, who were the two spokespeople in the 70s, hugely popular commercials for Polaroid, the one step? James Garner and Marriott Hartley.
James Garner.
Dozens of those. 1954, Air Force One, the first presidential airplane was christened. That was 1954.
And who was president?
Was it Ike?
Yep. Eisenhower.
Ooh, Eisenhower.
All right.
Yes.
56, The Price is Right debuted on NBC. Now, funny enough, there was a different version.
The Price is Right.
Yeah, there it is.
Game of bidding, buying, and bargaining with your host, Bill Cullen.
Yeah, so this was the earlier show. Very different from what we see today.
Man, what a great game show host he was.
Oh, he did everything.
Today, welcome everybody to The Price is Right. A little later on, we're going to announce the winner of that honeymoon showcase. Right now, I'd like you to meet our four bargain hunters. Yesterday,
yeah, this was done very differently in the 1950s. It wasn't until the 70s that when Bob Barker brought it, I think it was 72, that really made it what it was. It was a half-hour show. Then they made it that crazy showcase hour and all that other good stuff. And Drew Carey's done a really great job carrying that tradition on. And people get very excited to see him. 63, by the way, I was a week early on this. It's been pointed out to me a couple times that JFK's death was this week. I played it a little bit early.
It was the 22nd.
It was 22nd, yeah.
It's coming up, let's see, Wednesday?
Wednesday.
Is the 22nd, yeah.
Exactly.
55 years.
55 years ago. 1964, the Roman Catholic Church in the United States replaced Latin with English.
Right. Thanks to Vatican II.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, when you think about that, and, you know, my parents growing up in the Catholic Church and so forth, that you were sitting through a Latin Mass, I can't imagine that today, obviously. But yeah, it switched in 1964. 1975, As the World Turns and the Edge of Night, the final two American soap operas that resisted going to pre-tape broadcasts aired their last live episode. So those two shows were still done live in the 1970s, which is amazing.
Which ones again?
As the World Turns and the Edge of Night.
Edge of Night, Edge of Night. That was my grandmother's favorite.
Edge of Night, the open, used to freak me out every time I'd see it.
Oh, yeah.
Just weird.
Yeah. 1985, the White Sox shortstop Ozzie Guillen was named AL Rookie of the Year. And here is, and I love sharing this every year, my favorite Thanksgiving episode of any television show. What is it? What do you think?
I'd say Cheers.
Ooh, that was a good one.
WKRP in Cincinnati.
It would be WKRP. But Cheers was a great one.
Remember they're sitting around waiting for her to cook the turkey and they start throwing the food around.
Diane's dressed up as a pilgrim. And some of that
was a great, because you don't anticipate it.
No.
And it just, you see it slowly getting to where it might be a fight, and they would walk out, but no, they don't walk out. They throw food at each other.
And there was a lot of Thanksgiving episodes. Like, I think the Waltons began as a, was it a Thanksgiving?
It was a made-for-TV movie.
Yeah, it was, but it was based around, I think, Thanksgiving. Or was it Christmas?
I think it was Christmas.
Okay,
it was Christmas because he went out and got lost looking for a tree.
Okay, that's right. That's right. There's going to be a Friends marathon. Oh, by the way, Kennedy assassination was 54 years ago. Just called out. It was 1963, right?
63.
Yeah, 54.
63 and, okay, 54. 54
right.
Math wasn't a great suit.
Mathematically impaired. Yeah, that is correct. 54.
But there's going to be, after the parade on Channel 9 on Thursday and Bozo, Gar, and Ray, there's going to be a whole afternoon of Friends Thanksgiving episodes.
Oh, wow.
Because
how many years were they on? Like 10, 12 years?
Yeah.
Something like that?
No, it was about 11 years, but they had a Thanksgiving episode every season, so they can play them all back-to-back on Channel 9. That'll be fun. But here is that famous WKRP episode where they thought, as a radio station, the stunt would be to drop some turkeys. Let's listen what happened.
Is my witness. I thought turkeys could fly.
Absolute classic.
I love the lead up to all of that, where Les Nessman is trying to read the banner.
Oh, that's right.
H-A-P. Happy, happy, oh, yes.